Forget the first Tuesday of November. It's all about the second Sunday of November, because that is when the ducks take to the lake in Strathalbyn for the great Strathalbyn Duck Race. And to tell us all about it, Craig Maidman. Good morning, Craig.
Hi, good morning.
Now, Craig, the Duck Race is a fantastic annual event. How long has it been running?
For 30 years and continuously. So we are building towards longevity, and we hope to have it around for a lot longer.
Yeah, no doubt. 2,500 ducks get released into the lake in Strathalbyn at Soldiers Memorial Gardens. Is there a fantastic atmosphere around the event?
Yeah, for sure. Now, you have to be very careful that you say 2,500 ducks, because they're actually plastic ducks.
Of we've course. Had in the,
yes, we've had, in, and they have numbers on them. And we've had in the past people ring up radio stations and berate the presenter because it's so cruel to release 2,500 ducks with numbers into the lake.
Yeah, so the plastic ducks, they have a race, and yes, they are all numbered. Really, people are cheering on their own duck to get across the line first, because there's great prizes involved.
Cash prizes, first, second, third cash prizes, and you buy a ticket, which has a number on it,
yep,
corresponding to a number on one of the ducks. $3 a ticket, 4 for 10, which is very reasonable. You can come along and cheer on your duck. That's for the yellow duck race. We have two other duck races on the day as well.
So other than that, so there is the public duck race. Who else can get involved?
Well, corporates can get involved. People in business can buy a decoy duck and
right,
decorate it in their corporate colours or to the style of their business. We have the local earth mover. He's designed his duck around a one of those caterpillar tractors things.
Fantastic.
And the optometrist, he's obviously got spectacles on his duck. A local artist is going to decorate his duck in as a roast duck with vegetables, which is a bit naughty, but that's the type of character he is. And so for $50, we supply you a decoy duck. And then you take it away and paint it up and decorate it and do whatever you want, put sails on it and and then enter it in the race. We have two separate races for those.
Fantastic.
We have so many corporate ducks.
I suppose what's great about this is it brings people into the beautiful community of Strathalbyn. It's so picturesque there, particularly heading into this time of year. Is it just a great excuse to show off the local community?
And we do that also by inviting not-for-profits like the CWA,
yeah,
and
fantastic,
the CFS. The council are having a listening post for their upcoming strategic plan, which gets people to the park as well. Anyone that wants to tout their businesses has an opportunity to have a stall there. We have the Native Animals Network of South Australia bringing along their native animals for children to have a look at. And one added feature this year, which has never occurred before, we're having a weather dependent, of course, we're having a hot air balloon envelope on the ground,
right,
filled up with cold air so that the children can walk through it and experience. It won't be standing up, because it would be too dangerous to do that in such an environment. But
right,
at least the kids will get an understanding of hot air ballooning and what's involved.
Sounds fascinating. Well, you can enjoy all the fun of the Great Duck Race in Strathalbyn, Soldiers Memorial Gardens. That is Sunday, November 10. It's commencing at 11 a.m. It's going to be a fantastic day out. Now, Craig, if people want to actually join in, where can they contact you and get involved?
Well, I've obviously got a phone number, 0421087921. Steam Ranger are participating with a train from Mount Barker to Strathalbyn. They are advertising on their in the way they do their promotions.
Yep.
So that's another opportunity, and mainly through a phone contact, and I can put them in the right direction.
Check it out. That is the Great Duck Race, Sunday, November 10. Thanks so much from the Duck Race, Craig Maidman.
Thank you very much.